And people who have time affluence in their lives, that is a good predictor of well-being. And that is something that we can introduce. Granted, more difficult in a place like this where there are so many appealing distractions. And I'm using the word distractions here, even though many of these things may be wonderful, amazing, meaningful things to you. But when they all come together, it becomes, unfortunately, the experience of distraction. In our modern world, functionality is being pitted against fun. The question is, how do you make our life fun as well as functionality, which is parallel to the present and future benefit? And what we know is that when we have recovery, fun recovery in our lives, listening to our favorite piece of music and only listening to our favorite piece of music and one at a time, or having lunch with friends or a nice dinner in our house with our roommates, when we savor the time together, it's not just fun, it's also functional. It's also a form of recovery. And the question is, how do you reconcile? How do you do the end? Because remember the question that positive psychologists ask. What do people who are happy, healthy, and successful do? And once they started to ask this question, it opened up all the possibilities. All the answers came rushing in, literally. And one of the answers is focus on work, focus on recovery. You'll get much more done and much better. One of the shortest, if not the shortest word in the English language, and yet people are so afraid of it, saying no. Whether it's saying no to people who ask you something, again, saying no empathically, or saying no to opportunities.